and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, July 23rd, and it should be an interesting discussion this evening. I've had a number of requests to revisit some of the discussions about Copper Cards and have more guests on from Copper Cards. In fact, I just had a request for that today and also yesterday. And so I was fortunate enough to be able to line that very thing up today. And this should be a great discussion because there are a number of issues in the headlines these days, mainstream news as well as alternative media. In fact, I'd just like to give Mike Herzog a hand for his shows this week and the discussion that he's been having that I believe he concluded today. I believe that that discussion is very courageous, so Mike, I commend you for what you've done, and you really, I mean, the body of evidence that you have composed and you've put out into the airwaves is massive, and so I certainly appreciate it. I hope the listening audience does. I'm sure they do, and so I thank you for that. But my guest today, as I said, is from Copper Cards. He has other pursuits, obviously, like all of the other members, but it's my understanding he is referred to as the VP of Common Law Courts. And as we were discussing earlier, there is a great deal of responsibility that comes along with our sovereignty and the liberties and the rights and the freedoms that we were entrusted with in this country, the God-given rights that we have that are constitutionally secured. But as we know, history records that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. It really is. And so in that sense, what we're going to try to do is delve into that discussion, talk a little bit about what our lawful responsibilities are, and probably go down the rabbit trail of accountability, and we'll talk about some preference. Probably we'll, I believe we'll discuss the preference when it comes to grand jury versus a trial jury. So you're definitely going to want to stick around. It's going to be an interesting show. My guest this evening has a lot to say on this subject matter. As I said, he's someone that comes to me very well recommended, and I've spoken to a number of the leadership at Copper Cards, and he is very well spoken of, and so you're definitely going to want to stick around for the show this evening. It's going to be really interesting. And as I said, the conversation that we'll be discussing will be more on the responsibilities that we have and what all of this talk in the mainstream media that's going on about things like rogue government, what that means to each one of us, what our responsibilities are. So stick around. You might even want to take some notes. And who knows, you might even have some feedback. I'll be right back with my special guest. I'll tell you who he is when we come right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
All right, welcome back to Road Warrior Radio on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as I said, I have another very distinguished guest from Copper Cards, which is a great project. It's a wonderful project. You want to go check it out at coppercards.com. By the way, if I smell like onions, I apologize. I had a great burger, and so I hope you'll forgive me. But my guest this evening is Charles Stewart, who, as I said, is referred to by Copper Cards as the, well, some of the leadership there have called him the common law guru. So, I know he's a humble gentleman, so we won't heap too much praise on him, but it's going to be an interesting discussion. So without further ado, we're going to jump right in. Thanks, Charles, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
You bet, especially last minute.
Yeah.
So we were talking about... there's no question. I mean, you got to be living under a rock if you don't know something is wrong in this country. It's interesting. My wife and I looked at each other cross-eyed when we had dinner with some friends about 3 months ago, and one of them said, "I think Bush is a great president. You know, I wish we could elect him again." And we both about fell out of our chairs. Like, where have you been?
Would have ruined my meal.
Well, it just about did mine. And but the point is, I think everybody, especially the listeners of this network, understand that there is something fundamentally and terribly wrong throughout the country, all the way from the top to the bottom. And as I was saying before the break, you know, we were discussing what that means and an action plan, really. So I was just going to turn the floor over to you and let you have at it.
Neat. I know from our discussions earlier you have a particular focus on Blackwater and trying to bring accountability to them. And on a national basis, that our common law, my area of expertise, common law, focuses on like the county and the precinct and the township levels, is really where our grassroots local governmental jurisdictions are supposed to be organized at under proper American constitutional government. But of course, most of those are either totally non-existent or so dysfunctional that they don't count for anything realistically. The real source of the problem, the source of the cancer on our organic American body politic, is emanating from Washington, D.C. So it's a national issue. There's basically two modes of procedure. There's good versus evil. It's on a spiritual plane. I don't know how many of your listeners take their Christianity very seriously, but the book of Revelation talks about the battle between the great whore and the beast on one side and Jesus and his followers on the other side. And I'm quite comfortable with that type of apocalyptic terminology. And I believe the battle for justice in the United States of America is a mirror image of that, what's described in Revelation. And all throughout the Bible, it's referred to besides just Revelation in numerous texts. I'm sure most of your listeners are aware. But that being said, the task at hand, to my mind, is to organize honorably concerned American patriots to confront the parasite class, the cancer that's infected the organic body politic of our American government and people. And Blackwater is a very good place to start working on bringing some kind of accountability to that cancer on the body politic. That sound right?
I couldn't agree more. You know, as far as the revelatory discussion goes, that's probably a discussion that we could do several shows on. I think it's very interesting, and you know, I refer quite often to Revelation 17 and 18 along those lines. You mentioned the harlot, and of course there's commercial Babylon in Revelation 18, and there are some very intriguing things that are going on in there. In fact, I don't want to belabor this or spend too much time on it, but the fact that you see in Revelation 17 the kings of the earth, the ten kings, that are the ten horns. They're actually the ten kings that are specifically cited as the ten kings in Revelation 17. And they, you would think, would fight, but they don't, because God says that He's given them His purpose to have a common purpose and to fulfill all His will. And it's real interesting to see that they actually destroy the very system that was largely responsible for their success and their opulent wealth. But as you said, I mean, that's kind of what we see shaping up now. And I connect that with Mazzini's letter to Pike, or Pike's letter to Mazzini back in 1871. It doesn't seem to make sense until you see that they jettison this system that has put them on top as the kings of the earth. They jettison that system in exchange for the world government and global hegemonic domination. Anyway, I don't want to go on and on about that. But yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
All right, that interesting insight there. It sounds like in some particular areas you're more advanced than me, and I do like to watch conspiracy theory very closely. A lot of it's not theory.
Exactly. You know, speaking of that, I gotta say I agree with JFK when he said that we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means. Anyway, I always mention that when somebody says you don't believe in conspiracy theories, I say I agree with JFK. So, thank you.
That's good enough for me.
Exactly.
I think we were planning on getting into some more nuts and bolts of how to actually try to engineer this spiritual battle that we're confronting. Wasn't that on our agenda here?
Yes, especially at a grassroots level, because as we were discussing, that doesn't seem to be a conversation that's had nearly enough. Nuts and bolts is very important because I think the subject is discussed around I don't know about you, but and some of the I guess what you would call focus groups or whatever that I'm involved in, meetups, maybe like a Ron Paul meetup, there are a lot of people that talk around an issue but never really get to action.
Yeah.
So yeah. Nuts and bolts is very important. Yes, please.
Well, you raised local grassroots organizing, I think, or something similar to that here. And that's a critically important thing that I think is appropriate to focus on at this juncture. And especially it seems that we're comfortable across the board referencing biblical text, which is a good thing. And so I'd like to point out that there's linkages between our Anglo-American system of common law and biblical texts and theology and principles. And one of the most profound and linkages is that common law is the general body of law governing our local governmental jurisdictions of counties and precincts and townships. A proper common law township should consist of 10 households of qualified electors or patriotic heads of household. A common law precinct should consist of 100 households or 10 townships, and a common law precinct, or a common law county, proper one, should consist of 1,000 households or 10 precincts. And this all reaches back, if you'll recall, in Exodus 18 and Deuteronomy 1, this even patches into Judaism. You don't even have to be a Christian to patch into this. Exodus 18 and Deuteronomy 1 talks about, is a discussion between Aaron and Moses in Exodus 18 part anyway, where Moses is saying, gee whiz, I'm making all the judgments for all of the people of Israel, and it's just being real burdensome. And Aaron tells him, you need to distribute the load amongst the people. You need to appoint captains over tens, captains over fifties, captains over hundreds, and captains over thousands. And it's repeated.
Exodus 18:25.
Yeah, yeah, you're familiar with the verse, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so... So, and it's repeated in Deuteronomy 1. It's not just a fluke that you can write off. It's right there in Judea.
Deuteronomy 1:15.
Yeah, yeah. This is Torah law. This is heavy stuff. And this is the theocratic hierarchy, according to Torah law. The modern nation of Israel should be following this if they were, you know, we won't get into that one probably, at least for now. To bring it forward in time to modern times, if you look in like a modern Black's Law dictionary, you can still see definitions of what. Look under the H section of your Black's Law dictionary, 5th, 6th, 7th edition, 4th, it doesn't matter. The phrase hundred court is right there, and it says that these hundred courts were part of the governmental structure of England during older times, and the hundred court was composed of 10 townships.
Interesting. We'll pick up with that when we come back. Stick around. You're not going to want to miss a second of this. We'll be right back.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
Welcome back to World Career Radio with my guest this evening, Charles Stewart from Copper Cards. Like I said, he's referred to by the leadership there as the common law guru. And so you were discussing the 100 Court, and that you can still find that in Black's Law. And we were talking during the break about the obfuscation of that history and what you're talking about. And we're going to save that for a different show, because obviously, you know, I was going to joke and say, this is boring, everybody knows this, we'll move on, but that was a bit of sarcasm, because I think you're absolutely right. I think most people have never heard this. So I'd like you to pick up where you were. And like you said, you know, once you understand how the hierarchy works, it's brilliant. So please continue.
Thank you, Chris.
You bet.
So Exodus 18 and Deuteronomy 1 speaks about a hierarchy of tens, 100s, and thousands communities of households that are organized into a hierarchy so that they can responsibly self-govern and take the burdens off of the leadership, which back in Exodus was Moses. But no matter who's the king or the leader of the national body politic, if you're going to follow theocratic principles, if you're going to follow common law principles, it's the same basic process. You got to decentralize, and you've got to have leaders in place that can assume those positions of leadership. And to wrap up a little bit, if you explore the words in just a Black's Law dictionary, is a great source to start studying these things. And I do have some memorandums that should be online when my web page is back up that would explain these things in better detail. But a common law township is 10 basic households, and the definitions in Black's Law Dictionary makes it clear that the precinct is the 100 court, the township is the group of 10 households, and the county is consists of 10 precincts. And it kind of has to be patched together. You have to know what words to look for. But I know for a fact that the documentation is there. And in my memorandums, that makes it clear. Once my system's back online, I can provide that to your readers or your listeners.
Do you want to give the citation of that real quick? And we'll say with the caveat that it'll be up soon, but...
Yeah, constitutionalgov.us/archives is a good place to start, and then /Charles. That's where most of my memorandums are at.
constitutionalgov.us/archives,
plural, and
okay.
Then /Charles.
Okay.
But that's when it's up, and it might be a while. I've had some, I think I've been cyber attacked. But anyway, I guess the larger point is that this is how proper county government. See, the precincts and the townships are all under the county. If you've got a proper common law, American constitutional common law county in place, you have to have it subdivided into 10 precincts. And those 10 precincts have to be subdivided each into 10 townships, and those townships each have to be subdivided into 10 households of qualified electors who are patriotic Americans. And that's how it gets right down to the grassroots. And we need to talk about the power there, because the 100 court has the authority to assemble juries and administer justice from its own communities, and if you patch that into the Seventh Amendment that talks about no fact tried by a jury shall otherwise be reexamined in any court of the United States of America, that's what it means. When 100 court selects, when the high constable or precinct captain or justice of the peace, all of those terms apply to the leader of the 100 court, he has the authority to assemble juries and to try facts with all of the authority of the Seventh Amendment, and there's similar provisions in the state constitutions that say that no fact tried by a jury shall otherwise be reexamined. That locks down judicial sovereignty at every 100 household communities level, every precinct level jurisdiction, all across the United States of America. The state has no authority to come in. The federales have no authority to come in. The county has no authority to come in. None of those jurisdictions have authority to come in unless they're invited by the precinct captain that's directly accountable to the smaller communities they're in. He's got the right to tell everybody to stay out. We've conducted a jury trial. These people are declared innocent or guilty, and we're carrying it out within our jurisdiction. It's none of the rest of you guys' business.
Interesting. I have a question, and it looks like we're coming up on a break, so we'll hold it over, and we'll come right back with that, because I'm sure it's going to be a can of worms, but bottom of the hour, going into the long segment. You're listening to Road Warrior Radio with my guest Charles Stewart from Copper Cards. CopperCards.com. Stick around. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months.
months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Welcome back to Road Warrior Radio with my guest, Charles Stewart from Copper Cards. And as I said, the leadership at Copper Cards calls him the common law guru. And as you can tell, he's covering some dirt that you don't see covered or hear covered very often, which is wonderful. And as I was saying during the break, you know, what you're talking about reminds me of the Reagan quote when he said, this was on the Goldwater campaign trail. He said, this is the last stand on earth. And this idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except a sovereign people, is still the newest and most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. And he said this is the issue, whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. And that always reminds me of the words of John Adams as well, because he had some fairly outspoken words about a government that was not close at hand at a local level. In fact, he said in a letter to Abigail Adams, he said, there is something very unnatural and odious in a government 1,000 leagues off. a whole government of our own choice managed by persons whom we love, revere, and can confide in has charms in it for which men will fight. And that's what we're doing here on the air. We're sharpening the pen, and hopefully we're beginning that advance, so to speak, of restoring the proper role of common law government. So anyway, please continue.
All right. Did you say you had a question when I after I made my last comments there, Chris?
I did, and I didn't write it down. Shame on me.
Okay.
I lost that thought. That's what I get.
Okay. I'd like to point out that it's my belief that the quote you had from Goldwater or Reagan there, it sounds very good, except I would respectfully, if I understand correctly, I believe the ancient Israelite system contemplated local responsible self-government. I don't think it's something new that, as the quote said, I believe it's a very ancient thing. It's just been the forces of darkness, the Babylonian whore, has been in so much control for so much of human history that our early American people, in large part, thought it was new, thought they were doing things from the ground up for the first time ever. So it's a common misconception this is a grand new experiment, but actually the basis for it, through our American constitutional common law system, is really at least 3,400 years old, going back to the times of Moses.
And I wouldn't disagree with that, but I agree. You're absolutely right. But that gets back to the obfuscatory discussion. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more, but it just sheds light on the whole discussion. You know, it is a new concept in terms of the most of civilized history. You know, people don't recognize that, but you know, you have to study history the way that the founders did, and they said some pretty interesting and outspoken things to that effect. But I would agree with you on that. So,
all right.
Anyway,
the two primary tools that what I just covered here, the issue of the townships, precincts, and counties hierarchy under common law is a fundamental foundational thing. But the two tools from common law that I like to use in doing battle on top of that is number one, common law court juries. I'm very big on the jury trial process through our common law courts. A lot of common law court activists over the last 20, 30 years have tried to form common law courts without relying on the jury trial process. And I believe that's a great error. Even the great Leroy Schweitzer made that mistake. He tried to use commercial process from a common law sovereign jurisdiction, which was entirely proper within the American constitutional and statutory scheme of things. But unfortunately, the commercial process does not have enough constitutional authority and power, as does our common law jury trial process. And in confronting these forces of evil, we really need to tap into the greater spiritual purity of our American constitutional system of law that comes to us through our common law jury trial process. The commercial system just does not cut it. It's ruled by the Babylonian whore, as far as I'm concerned. Revelation in 17 and 18, yes, those are some of the best chapters of Revelation, Chris. I'm glad you are fully aware of that. You're obviously a very proficient biblical scholar. Did you have a comment there?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to take the listeners down that path a little bit mentally, directionally, which you think is, you know, I guess how you would you know, work that out, or some guidelines or some resources to direct them to. I don't know if you want to get into that discussion this time, or if you want to do that
okay, well,
at a later time.
for reference, my email address should soon be charles@constitutionalgov.us, and my phone number is 503-668-5091. People that are serious about this are welcome to call me, talk to me about it. Emails frequently better, but my email's down right now, so and it might not be up for a while. But anyway, briefly, before we go into details either, I'd like to describe the other half of what I like to rely on besides common law courts and jury trial process is what's called the quo warranto criminal complaint process.
Perfect.
Okay?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, well, this is how you have the lawful authority to bring what amounts to a grand jury indictment against ugly, abusive corporations and their personnel like Blackwater and even George W. Bush.
Okay, time out. Yes. Everybody needs to grab a pencil and something to write on, because this is probably one of the most important things you're going to hear all day. So, sorry, go ahead.
We have the constitutional right to hold public servants and corporations to a full accountability through the judicial process. We don't have to try to engineer a cumbersome impeachment process. We've got the right to bring forth judicial process. We've got the right to file a criminal complaint in the Supreme Court of the United States or other courts and demand that a jury be assembled to try the case based upon the accusations set forth in the document and sworn to then and there. And if those civil courts don't function, and even if they do, we've also got the right to do it through our common law courts. But it's good to, as good Christians, to exhaust the pathway of peace with the present de facto governing structure, and thereunder, I advocate a policy of filing quo warranto criminal complaints against some of these major players in the United States Supreme Court, or it can even be done in lower level federal courts or even in state courts if you want to do it that way.
Okay, now, for a reality check, for those listening that might, you know, this might be a new discussion and they think, man, that's just a completely foreign concept, and besides, I don't want to be descended upon by black helicopters and, you know, be snatched up and shipped off to Abu Ghraib or Gitmo or some crazy thing. Is that something that really, that you would say people can do at a grassroots level?
People can do it at a grassroots level, and there is valid concerns about being shipped off to Abu Ghraib and stuff like that. It's personal choices, and people can choose to use process like this to whatever extent they feel comfortable. If they just want to talk about the county commissioners misallocating local county funds, that's fine. They can use quo warranto process for that. It doesn't even have to be a criminal complaint if they want to play nice with them. But the point is that they've got the tools to start making baby steps or giant steps, whatever they want, to bring forth accountability at whatever level they feel like throttling forward with.
Okay, because, you know, I mean, the obvious devil's advocate statement to that would be color of law and force majeure. You know, like Ron Paul always says, they have all the guns, or they have bigger guns anyway.
Well, that's true, but I work with militia people. We're talking about organizing them as common law peace officers in our townships and precincts all across the USA. We're trying to bring them up to speed on how to do that, getting them badges, photo IDs, so that they look the part, and their constitutionally lawful authority is all part of a smooth-looking package.
Okay, now speaking of that, and if I might interject, I don't think most people realize that either. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 is kind of where you're... Isn't that where you're going with that? You said constitutionally lawful, and Clause 15... Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 says to provide for calling forth the militia. Why? To execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections and repel invasions. I don't think most people are aware that that's even, like you said, constitutionally lawful.
There is a big learning curve there, and the militia is valuable, immensely valuable. But the people I'm working with have kind of recognized that the word militia's got kind of a black eye, and it's really not a good common law term. I think it derives from Roman civil law. I prefer the term posse comitatus. Generally speaking, that's our common law term for the same essential group of people, only militia, I think, is generally organized on a state level, and posse comitatus is organized at the county level and underneath. So that's some of the dynamics there. But those are just footnotes. The larger important thing is that we've got the right to elect our own badge-carrying and gun-carrying peace officers that have the right to tell other people from larger jurisdictions like IRS agents and BATF agents to just go away. And they've got the right to put their hand on their handgun when they're telling them that. With all the
Exactly. I'm getting feedback on the specific nature, I guess, of right, and I'm being told, I guess, to ask, maybe, are we talking about authority instead of right? They have the constitutional authority.
Well, I don't understand the dichotomy between right and authority.
I'm trying to understand too. I'm getting some feedback. I wanted to make sure that we were clarifying that point properly, but I'll get back to that, I guess.
Yeah. There's a lot of advanced scholars that, to my mind, they've got a few little things that breaks down my way of communication. I think in terms of general law principles, broad concepts, and some of the small technical distinctions between a right and an authority, things like that, it gets lost on me. I'm sorry. There may be an actual distinction there, but if there is, I don't think it amounts to something worthy of being overly concerned about.
Okay. Well, do you feel like we covered the quo warranto process sufficiently?
No, but we didn't do common law courts sufficiently either.
Absolutely.
It's open. Why don't we just, if you've got a direction you'd like to go at this point, Chris, I generally outline basically what my area of expertise is generally all about, my high points, and if you feel like going in any particular direction from here, that's fine.
Well, I think, you know, what you touched on was great. And, you know, for example, I don't know if you want to jump into a hypothetical. We're coming up on another break in probably less than a minute or so. But if you could take us down the path of hypothetical, and I was hoping to get into some of the nuts and bolts a little bit of maybe restoring the constitutionally limited representative republic at a grassroots level, how people would go about doing that based on the structure that you built early on in the show. How would they execute that, I guess, is the question that I have. And if you want to give any, kind of build a framework as far as that's concerned without maybe getting into fleshing it out per se.
And while I'm thinking about it, an email address that does work for me is charles@coppercards.com. That's one thing that I'm plugged into that's not dependent upon my own domain server. But to talk about the grassroots organizing of the townships and the precincts and the counties, yes, we need a program to bring that forth. And I've been talking with Charlie Sprinkle of Copper Cards, a great guy. and Richard Mack and Melinda and a number of Copper Cards people. Richard Mack is a past county sheriff of
an American hero, legend, and icon, no doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a number of us that are working on trying to get the word out about all of this. It sounds like we got music playing.
Yep.
Okay,
we're going to do a break. Yeah, we'll be right back. You're listening to Road Warrior Radio with my guest Charles Stewart, Copper Cards.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. And this is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said, the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said, there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
And that of course, Ronald Reagan from the Goldwater campaign in 1964, campaign trail, and close to the quote that I was thinking of earlier, but that is definitely the issue at hand. Folks, that is why we're doing this show this evening. We have a responsibility. We all need to educate ourselves, and it is incumbent upon each one of us to become accountable to that responsibility to which we've been entrusted. This is still a representative republic, and though it has been largely democratized, and I agree with Madison on that issue, that democracy is the most vile form of government, it is largely responsible for the convulsions that our nation currently suffers. But that is absolutely true. It is incumbent upon each one of us to take up our responsibility and to plug in, to shut off the idiot box when and where necessary, and to become informed and actively engaged in restoring this once great nation. And of course, I'm joined this evening by my guest from Copper Cards. The leadership, as I keep saying, has referred to him as the common law guru, and hopefully you can see why that's true, and we've probably just barely scratched the surface on this show. So my guest, Charles Stewart, again, thanks for coming on. We have a little bit of time left in the last segment. I suppose probably the best thing to do is just to give us the wrap-up and a closing thought, if you want to do that.
Sure, Chris. Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, common law forms the foundation of our American system of constitutional government. If there's quotations that I don't have on the top of my head, but I've got in my documents that recognize that common law has a prioritized place in our American system of constitutional government. And so once we understand these fundamentals about how the townships, precincts, and counties are organized, and through the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, the federal government is restricted, and the general body of things of self-governing is preserved to the states. The states have similar provisions that limit the authority of the states very vastly, so that it's preserved down to the county and the precinct and the township levels. Most of these things are supposed to, most self-governing issues are supposed to be handled under the local townships, precincts, and counties. And that flows to us through the state-level provisions that are similar to the Ninth and Tenth Amendment at the federal level.
Wonderful. Hey, real quick, do you have a recommendation for further research? Do you recommend sites like 1215.org or anything?
1215.org is good. Bill Thornton does good work. A good Black's Law Dictionary helps a lot. Blackstone's Commentaries is very good. A few things like that.
Wonderful. All right, folks, there you have it. And hopefully you understand that this gentleman definitely knows what he's talking about, which is why they call him the common law guru. And hopefully we can maybe expound and exposit on this discussion in future, and maybe even jump into some of that scriptural stuff we were talking about. You've been listening to the Road Warrior Radio Show with my guest, Charles Stewart. Go to coppercards.com. Check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Let me tell you why I take